Joe Biden's angry. He's angry. Nobody will get back behind him and support him and say, I'm there with you, Joe. Well, there is one person. There's one person, Kamala Harris. And she says Joe Biden's running for re-election, and she will be his running mate. More great news. Listen to this.
Sure. Your friend, the Congressman Jim Clyburn, said last week that if President Biden doesn't seek re-election, you would be first on his list in 2024. Have you talked to President Biden about re-election? And what do you say to Congressman Clyburn?
Joe Biden is running for re-election, and I will be his ticket mate.
Full stop.
Full stop. That's it.
And Dana is with us now. Well, there's a lot to discuss here, Dana, but I do want to go back to what she was.
Yeah, there she is. And three people on CNN actually watched that live. Their ratings are up a little bit, apparently. Meanwhile, back to the border, 51 dead. No laughing matter there. These people come across the border daily. 600,000 a month, some estimate now. 600,000 a month. That'll be millions in a year, obviously. And a lot of them die. 51 in that 18-wheeler at the last count. And daily in the river. People trying to cross the border drown, according to those at the border. People drown in that river almost daily. And Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina, a good friend of this program, called out a Biden official for flat-out lying about the southern border being secure. You have to hear this to really believe where they are mentally. This administration. Listen to this.
Is he taking the steps to protect the border, to close the border? Is that what I understand you to mean?
Congressman, thank you again. The president is certainly taking steps to make sure that our border remains secured. Part of which is.
Okay. Doctor, this is two different universes. If you're saying that the numbers, I assume you agree with the numbers of the illegals coming across, we're going to average 585,000 a month. We're up to, what is this, 1.6 apprehensions. Donald Trump had this, with the wall, had this solved.
There you have it. More lies about the border. And you see, that's why they're so focused on J6. They have to have something to distract. And I want to give you another sample of Virginia Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. She is one of the people elected with people like Alyssa Slotkin that were heralded as this new class of Democrats. They were handpicked around the country. People like AOC, Spanberger, Alyssa Slotkin all came in at roughly the same time, and here they are, and they're this new hope for the Democrat Party, but they were handpicked. You know, some had backgrounds in intelligence or the military or whatever, right? Not only does she not want Joe Biden campaigning with her, as you've already heard, she doesn't want him to run again at all. You tell me. Listen to this.
Let me just get that question out of the way then. Would you support Biden-Harris ticket in 2024?
I'm looking squarely towards 2022 and the re-election ahead of me, working to make sure that voters across Virginia's 7th District know what I've been doing on their behalf and why I'm asking for their vote again.
Oh, they know what you've been doing, all right. Supporting Joe Biden in the American Rescue Plan. Supporting Joe Biden while 13 Americans died in Afghanistan in a botched evacuation exit mess that he's never apologized for. Watching Joe Biden and supporting him as the southern border remains open and dozens die in the back of an 18-wheeler. Oh, they know, Congresswoman, what you've been doing for the people of Virginia. Nothing. Watching as Joe Biden destroys the American energy sector, driving gas prices to unprecedented highs, making sure that families can't afford to go to work and the families that need to go to the grocery store can't find baby formula. They know exactly what you've been doing, Congresswoman, and they're going to throw your ass out. Clearly out. Along with a whole lot of others. Now, back to the J6 and this Cassidy Hutchinson individual. First of all, she's there testifying nothing that she heard firsthand. She claims that she heard this from Mark Meadows. She heard this from other people. Two Secret Service agents now are prepared, however, to testify before Congress that President Trump didn't lunge at anybody or at a steering wheel or assault them in an attempt to go to the Capitol on January the 6th. Didn't happen. She is a stone cold liar. That's what the Secret Service says now. Those allegations were made by Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, somebody nobody's ever heard of, by the way. Well, she heard this and she heard that. Oh, so what? This wouldn't be heard in any court of law in America. It's not evidence. It's hearsay. Oh, somebody told me this. Really? You want to play the telephone game? Well, I heard this and I heard that and I heard that. It is an absolute embarrassment. An absolute embarrassment, this entire J6 committee. And that's why I haven't spent much time on it, because it's a complete waste of time. By the way, if you look at the polling numbers of the priorities to the American people, the economy is number one, inflation is number two. Anything else you need to know? The economy and inflation, one, two, flip them around, either way. What's happening in this country is more important. J6 was number 11. On the last poll that I saw, 11. But the desperation of the left is quite clear. They'll tell you that the border's secure. They'll tell you that they're focused on 2022 to tell you what they've done for their district and how they're helping America, please. The desperation of the left is this bad. This bad. We've gone from what did the president know and when did he know it to when did the president throw his sandwich and where did he throw it, Ms. Hutchinson? What an absolute joke. Absolute joke. If you want to save some money heating and cooling, how about WellConnect? WellConnectGeo.com, the place to find a hybrid geothermal system using the well water from the well in your yard to save you as much as 70% on heating and cooling. Can you believe it? You should. Go to WellConnectGeo.com. You'll find out more. WellConnectGeo.com. You could save 70%. Plus, the government will send you a check, too. Isn't that cool? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.